Welcome to Muffed. The draft is in the books. Let's break down the class. This is the Colts 2026 draft recap. Muffed! Welcome into Muffed, your Colts 2026 draft recap. Indianapolis showed up to this draft without a first rounder already spent, so the haul starts on day two and runs eight picks deep. The headliner is Georgia linebacker CJ Allen at 53, and the through line is exactly what Chris Ballard said at the podium. Get younger and faster on defense. Six of eight picks landed on that side of the ball. The SEC and Big Ten are stamped all over the board, and the late rounds lean hard into special teams utility. Defense first reset, clear identity. The run defense got the loudest investment. Indy's 2025 ground unit was actually fine and raw. Expected points added, minus 21.74 allowed, a positive mark, but it surrendered 16 rushing touchdowns and 102 yards a game, and the front seven needed a younger spine. Enter Allen, 88 tackles, 8 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks, 4 pass breakups, the every down line you expect from a multi-year starter at the most demanding linebacker factory in college football. Ballard says he's trending toward Mike in the green dot signal caller role. Shane Steichen leaned on the leadership and the edge as the culture fit. The round 4 follow-up is Oregon's Bryce Bocher, 132 tackles, a 7.14 relative athletic score, the 0-10 benchmark grading combine and pro day testing against every player at the position since 1987, so solidly above average. Ballard called him a blue card guy, a former Astros draft pick who walked on and earned it, and sees him competing at both Mike and Will, two linebackers, two resumes of real college snaps. Nobody has to project them as plug-ins. The pass defense is where the speed and youth mandate really shows up. Indy generated just 39 sacks in 2025 and watched the AFC South alone hang 24 passing touchdowns on this group. Round 3 brought LSU safety AJ Palsy at 88 tackles, 4 pass breakups, the physical SEC profile Ballard targets, and a name he said climbed the board as they vetted the tape. Round 5 was Florida edge George Gums Jr. and a 9.19 relative athletic score, roughly the top 8% of edge defenders ever tested. The production is light, 31 tackles, 6.5 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, and Ballard was transparent. Walk-on at Northern Illinois, played wideout and tight end before Florida moved him to defensive end. Now the Colts will drop him to outside backer rusher, lean on him on teams, and let the traits cook. The actual pass rush production came in around 6. Ohio State's Caden Curry, a local kid from a Westfield area state title game, Ballard watched in person. Curry posted 16.5 tackles for loss and 11 sacks as a senior, second in the Big Ten and 9th nationally in sacks, 3rd in the conference in tackles for loss. Ballard relayed that Larry Johnson texted him calling Curry one of the better football players he's been around. The arm length conversation is real and Ballard owned it, but top 10 national sack production in the 6th round is a swing you take. The offensive line investment is a single shot and it's loud. Indy's 2025 offense allowed only 29 sacks, so round 4, pick 113 wasn't a panic move, it was a value strike. Kentucky guard Jalen Farmer arrives with a 9.83 relative athletic score, top 2% of every offensive guard ever measured. Ballard compared the value to the Bernhard Raimann pick, called Farmer a big, powerful man with swing at tackle, and laid out the plan. Start him inside through OTAs in summer camp, then mix and match in training camp. The offense gets 2 more swings in round 7, both with intent. Kentucky Seth McGowan brings 165 carries for 725 yards and 12 rushing touchdowns, tied for 4th in the SEC, plus a 9.47 relative athletic score, top 4% at the position. Ballard openly addressed the off-field history from McGowan's Oklahoma days, said the team vetted it hard through his Kentucky and New Mexico State connections, and called him a real physical element. Then at pick 254, the last pick of the draft, Indy grabbed Oklahoma wideout Deion Burks, a player Ballard flat out said they didn't think would be there. The line, 57 catches, 620 yards, 4 touchdowns, plus 0.26 predicted points added per play, and a 9.11 relative athletic score. Stuyvesant called him a 4.2 speed guy who beats press despite his size, with a quick release and real separation at the top of routes. Ballard wants him in the return game too. For the final pick of the draft, that's a smashed value swing. Pick of the draft is CJ Allen. You could argue Curry on pure college production or Farmer on pure athletic profile. Those are real cases. Allen wins because of what he changes about this team. The linebacker room needed a long-term identity. Steichen explicitly framed him as a future leader, and Ballard's already penciling him in at Green Dot. Day 2 linebackers from Georgia with 3 down tape are the rarest commodity in this entire haul. production, position, role intent, all aligned. All. The biggest thing to watch in 2026 is whether the front seven actually plays faster. 6 defensive picks, 2 new linebackers, 2 developmental edge rushers, a starting caliber safety. Ballard said the goal was younger and faster, and now the tape has to confirm it against an AFC South that lit this defense up through the air. The offense got value swings, but no top 100 investment, so the bet is that Station's existing pieces hold while the defense gets its teeth back. Muffed! That's the Colts 2026 draft class. 2 things before you go. 1, if you want a weekly recap for the Colts when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Colts feed wherever you're listening. 2, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.